those of you who like are around my age and watched the Disney Channel, do you remember the show Life with Derek? Robbie was, he played Max. What was the sister's name? Derek's sister. I don't remember, but Max was her boyfriend. And back in the day, I thought he was the freaking cutest thing ever, but now he's like a man and he is quite beautiful. But anyway, I follow him and his cousin, Stephen Amell, who played Arrow on the CW. I follow them pretty closely and I follow them both on Instagram. So that's how I knew about it. And basically, it's like, it's set in the future. It's a futuristic kind of storyline where basically when you die, you go to this other reality where you can still interact with your loved ones. Like, they can still see you. Like, you can, like, video chat with them in, like, this afterlife. So you're very much still alive. And basically, like, you know how sometimes when a senior citizen gets too old to be cared for at home, so you pay for them to go live in a nursing home? It's like that. You pay for your loved one to go to this, the nicest, you know, afterlife resort, you know, where it's literally like a resort. They're cooked for, they can do whatever they want, you know. So anyway, Robbie's character dies in a car crash and he is uploaded to this other reality where he lives his afterlife. And there is this girl, I forgot her name, her character's name, but basically her job in the real world is she's an angel. She's called an angel, and she gets assigned to different people who have lost their lives. So she gets assigned to Robbie's character and she has to care for him while he's in his afterlife, and they fall in love. And but then, you know, it's hard because he's dead and she's not, and it's very obviously very unrealistic, that goes without saying. But it was done in a nice way. It wasn't like overly cheesy. The episodes are short. I think they're a half hour, maybe a little less, so you go through it really fast. There's only one season, but they just got picked up for a second season. Well, not just, I think like right as the first season came out, they got picked up for a second one. So I'm super excited for that, you know, whenever actors are able to start filming again. So I'm excited for that. I would recommend it. I think it's really good, really well done. Okay, the next one is Netflix. I can't believe I watched this. I really can't. But I loved, like, Love is Blind and all of Netflix's, like, game shows. They always surprise me. So I was like, you know what? Let me just watch it. So this one was Too Hot to Handle. That's what it was called. And basically, it was really hard to get through at first. The first couple episodes, I almost stopped watching it many times. But then it gets better. So they pick a group of, I don't know, let's just say 10 young people who are very attractive and who think that they are the best things on the planet. They literally say, like, yeah, we're the hottest people on Earth, like, blah, blah, like that kind of thing. And at a couple of points, as they were, like, describing themselves, I got, like, turned off. I was like, this is getting me sick to my stomach. Like, I can't even watch this. It was just so, like, the egos were just, like, ugh. But basically, the premise of the game show